Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We're going live right now on the radio. Take it easy. Good afternoon. And welcome to Auto Talk, everyone. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan, my partner and wife for many, many years, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. I'm an ASE Master Certified Tech for over 35 years, and yes, my wife, she's been with us most all of those years. We've been married for a long, long time and been in business for about 24 years or so out in Beaver Creek.
Forever.
I know. But we were rushing here, weren't we, to try and get this. I want to tell everybody that's listening and also who's watching us, we're live again today on Facebook. So go to Murphy's Auto Care and like us, follow us on live today on Facebook. We finally got all of our technical things worked through here. Jan did a fabulous job getting this crazy camera mounted and hanging in there, but I'm waving at you all, and she's right there on the backside. So,
yep.
Jan, thanks for getting it going.
I'm the cameraman today on Facebook, and boy, getting in here and getting this set up quick is... It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a challenge, isn't it? It's kind of like, you know, it's the bomb and you got to cut the red wire or whatever wire it is. Yeah, you got to get
it
done right.
Well, welcome
away,
to Auto Talk today. We've got a great show in store.
Do.
We are going to be taking your calls. And again, you can ask questions on Facebook, like Murphy's Auto Care on Facebook. You'll see our feed and you can ask your questions. Type them in on Facebook if you'd like. And I'll read them to Dave and he'll be able to answer them live on the radio today. So
I will do my very best to get this all in. So, and speaking of that, we have a very quick show again today. I got UD football going to start up about 12:30 today, but we want to still have a lot of fun. It'll be action-packed for the next 30 minutes. And we'd love to talk to you. So if you're listening to us out there in Radio Land or on iHeartRadio or streaming us live, whatever it may be, call us right now at 457-1290. Again, that number is 457-1290. And the show, just so you know, if you're just tuning in, you're new to the show or you're new to Facebook Live with Murphy's Auto Care and Auto Talk. Our program and our premise and philosophy has always been number one about keeping you and your vehicle and your family very, very safe. So safety is first to us when we're talking about how to take care of your vehicle. We also want to make sure we blend dependability and long life with your vehicle in there also. And we believe we can have found a way to do that affordably and bring great value. So those are the things we love talking about, but we will talk about anything that's got wheels on it, basically. So, and a combustion engine. So give us a call and we're talking about that. Along with that today, we're going to squeeze in the results from our October fundraiser called Breaks for Breast, which is a breast cancer vaccine fundraiser from the Cleveland Clinic here in Ohio. We've got some exciting news to share with you. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Actually, why don't we go ahead and do that now?
Okay. Yeah, because we could get run really, really rushed here. So I'll tell you what, we just can't say thank you enough to all of our customers that have supported us through this process, through this wonderful fundraiser. We were able to do actually what? About four times more than we did last year with it. And I'm just very, very proud to tell you, very proud of our team and tremendously thankful for all of our customers that joined in. This was truly a group effort. And we're going to be able to donate just about $2,500 to the Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Fund. And we will be doing that this week. So thank you to all of you out there who have come in, got to know us over the last month through this program, through Facebook, and all of our, of course, many, many longtime clients that have fund us. So thank you for that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a great fundraiser. And like Dave said, we raised almost $2,500 that will go directly to the Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Fund. And we thank you very much for all of you who came in and supported that, as well as our wonderful team at Murphy's Auto Care. So Dave, we're going to take some phone calls today. Give us a call at 457-1290. We will get you on the air as soon as possible.
Absolutely. We will do that. Hey, by the way, we also, if we can squeeze it in, we want to start talking about preparing your car for winter. We touched on it a little bit last week, but we'll come back around to that. We do have some folks that are online with us already, and we're going to go right now. We're going to go out to Roger. Roger, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, good. Thanks for tuning in with us. How can we help you today?
So I have a 04 Chevy Silverado. It's a 3/4 ton.
Okay.
And I'm replacing the brake hoses on it from the caliper up to the main line there.
Right.
And the line wrenches, I was wondering whether that was standard or was it metric.
Oh, they're going to be metric, but they're probably they may be kind of rusty and swollen, to be honest with you. Good question.
They look pretty good, though.
Do they?
Pretty good, though.
I've got to ask you, Roger. You said it was an 04, right?
Yeah.
What's the condition of the rest of the steel lines on the rest of that truck? Because usually, I mean,
they look pretty good from what I could see. I inspected them.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, one place you got to really look close at is back along the frame rail around the fuel tanks on it, where the attachment brackets hold it to the frame. Those little brackets will rust really bad, and the line underneath that bracket will be failing, and you won't know it. So it's a great idea that you're replacing the hoses. Are you replacing them because they are cracking, or just you're concerned, or you think you got one that's acting like a check valve on you?
Well, I'm thinking that they have either collapsed or that and that where it goes from the rubber to the steel down to the caliper.
Gotcha.
It's rusted so bad there that it swelled up, and that's why I was wanting to replace them, because I didn't want to hit the brakes one day and blow a hole
gotcha.
From a pinhole or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you going to replace the calipers too?
I've already done the calipers, the rotors, the brakes, everything.
Okay, great,
and
great.
So I'm going to do that.
I got to tell you.
I need to get them
If you ever need to replace the steel lines on that, you have two really good options. One of them is you can go back to General Motors. They actually have, and it's also an aftermarket company, there's a complete pre-bent set of lines for those. They are more labor-intensive to install because you got to remove a lot more stuff, but they are are different coated. They're copper coated, more or less, so that they won't rust. Another option is there's some new brake line out now that is flexible, and you can take the old stuff out and you can do it much quicker. It's still going to be a 6-7 hour job to do the whole truck, maybe even 8, but glad to hear you doing that, because that I got to tell you, a lot of listeners are running into that problem, and we see it a lot. So Roger, I really appreciate your call. I hope that answers your question.
I appreciate the answer, yes.
Our pleasure. Much. Have a beautiful, great weekend out there, man. Take care.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Great. So real quick, Dave, for our Facebook listeners, they may not have heard Roger's situation.
Sure. Let me just repeat that. Roger has got a 2004 General Motors vehicle to pickup truck, and he is replacing the rubber brake hoses on it. He's already done a front brake service on it with calipers and pads and rotors. Sounds like he's kind of gone through all of the friction and hardware components, but has a concern about the rubber brake hoses. And it's really a very good point he brings up, because that vehicle is 12 years old, and let's face it, we always talk to folks about replacing all the rubber on their car anywhere between 5 to 10 years, whether it's hoses, belts, brake hoses, or whatever it might be. So Roger, our hats are off to you. Great question, and I know that really helps a lot of our listeners and a lot of folks that are watching us live today on Facebook. So yeah, let's go out. We're going to go to another call real quickly. Looks like, is it Yvonne? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Hey, welcome to the show. Jan and I appreciate your call. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a 99 Dodge Durango, and it's got something going on underneath. I drove it the other day, and it sounded like it had a flat tire, and I had new tires put on last fall. Well, I checked the tires, and they're not flat. But it sounded like a flat tire, and then I pulled it down the street the other day, and I heard something moving underneath the middle, and it don't sound like a universal, because I've had one go out before in a different vehicle.
Okay,
just wondering if you could tell me what it might be.
Well, I got to tell you, my crystal ball is just not tuned up that well to guess that much. There is a lot of things that will cause that type of noise.
Repeat your question for our face.
I'm sorry,
certainly.
I can hardly hear you.
Yvonne, I'm going to repeat your question real quickly. We've got we've got some other folks that are watching us live on Facebook. So you have got a Dodge Durango, and I'm just going to...
Yes.
That you feel has a sound or a noise similar to that of a flat tire. Is that correct? But you're saying the tire is not flat. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you're curious what else that could be. You're thinking maybe a U-joint, but you've had that go bad before, and you're not.
Well, it was in another vehicle. I've had a universal joint go out, and I know what one sounds like.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if it's a tie rod. If somebody could tell me where one might be or something.
I'll tell you, here's the answer to your question. You need to take it into a qualified automotive service technician, have them go for a ride with you, and then they will be able to determine where that noise is coming from or what area of the car or the truck it's coming from. It could be a carrier bearing that's failing, which is around the drive shaft and supports it. It could be a number of things causing a noise or a sensation like that. But since you don't know what it is, and it could be a safety concern, I would recommend you get it into a qualified repair center as soon as you can. Do you have someone where you're at?
No, I don't, and I'm not sure I can drive it too far, so.
Okay. Well, are you familiar with Google and how to look for a qualified repair shop?
No, I don't do computer. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I would suggest you look for the help of maybe family or friends and ask them if around you there is a good repair center or repair shop, independent shop that has helped them out with problems, and get a hold of them and take it there. But I understand your concern, and we don't want you driving an unsafe vehicle. That is a bad idea.
So. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. You have a wonderful, safe weekend out there, okay?
You too.
We really appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. Great call. Great
it
call.
It is a
we
great call.
That.
I love getting these great calls from people. And, you know, there are all kinds of topics. So we really enjoy trying to help people out where we can. I want to take a minute, Dave, and thank our sponsors today. You know, we do the show every week, and we have wonderful sponsors sponsoring the show. One is BG Automotive. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. KOI Auto Parts, good quality parts, several locations here in town. And also California Custom Sounds.
Right.
They do a lot of great work. You can get your car so tricked out sometimes with some of the stuff they have. California Custom Sounds has three locations in Beaver Creek, West Carrollton, Stereo Indash on North Dixie. And I just wanted to take a minute and thank them for their
absolutely. We really appreciate their support. They support us both in business day to day and also here with the show, and they bring a lot to the table. And I just want to mention one more thing about California Custom Sounds. We're getting chillier weather now. If you're thinking about a remote start, check these guys out. Go give them a call or check them out online. The best place in town to get a remote start put in competently and professionally.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about winterization. Why don't we talk about that for a second before we jump to the next break?
Great. We can do that. First of all, I think we'll just kind of tickle everybody's curiosity here a little bit. So why don't we do that? But, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be inspected and replaced when we talk about winterization. And I'm just going to run through the list that's not totally inclusive, but we start off with anyway. So tires, got to check tires, got to make sure they're safe, good tread. Brakes, battery, you want to make sure the battery and the electrical system is charging the battery, test the battery. The antifreeze in the engine, the coolant, a lot of people call it, that needs to be tested for several different tests. So we go with that. We want to make sure the hoses are good on the vehicle, the belts are in good shape. We want to make sure the thermostat operation of that engine is correct also. We want to check all of the fluids, of course. We want to make sure they're clean, not overdue, not leaking, not low. And most of all, not most of all, but also high on the list, I should say, is your wiper blades on the car. You know, we're going to get into some weather that's not too good, and we're going to need to be able to see where we're going. We're going to talk a little bit more about all those when we get back. We're going to go to a break right now. You are listening live to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, and we'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 through 2016. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts. 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16, member FDIC.
I worked hard my whole life.
I deserve more than basic Medicare.
I get more with CareSource.
Medicare Advantage from CareSource offers comprehensive coverage that delivers more than basic Medicare.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
To learn more about CareSource Medicare Advantage plan options, visit CareSource.com/Medicare. Hurry, enroll now through December 7th.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits change on January 1st of each year.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. As a proud local businessman, Kyle Kaler understands the importance of creating a skilled workforce right here in Clark County. That's why, as our state representative, Kyle Kaler has been focused on working across party lines to develop workforce training programs that will bring good-paying jobs right here to our community. Let's continue to make job growth a top priority in Clark County, and let's re-elect Kyle Kaler for state representative. Paid for and authorized by the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com.
This Saturday and Sunday, it's the annual Woodworking Extravaganza and Gallery Show at Woodcraft and Crosspoint Center in Centerville. You're invited to visit and see these amazing projects. Save on most non-power items that fit in a bag during their bag sale Saturday and Sunday. See Scott Phillips of the American Wood Shop Sunday 2 till 5, plus factory reps both days, and get a free lunch. Find out about the new CNC Users Group, which will be putting on demos at Woodcraft and Crosspoint Center, I-675 Exit 4. You're invited to the Fine Arts Center at Cross Point. Their magical starlight celebration is Thursday, November 10th from 5 till 8. Enjoy artwork from over 30 local artists, plus live music, wine, and hors d'oeuvres. Come and support the local arts. The Fine Arts Center at Cross Point, I-675 Exit 4, Centerville, is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 7, Sunday 1 till 5. The Fine Arts Center is a nonprofit cooperative of talented local artists operating for over 20 years. See you November 10th for the magical starlight celebration.
From power and hand tools to plumbing supplies and paint, and pretty much anything else to help you in and around the house, it's your local handyman Ace Hardware to the rescue. Check out this November Red Hot Buy. As seen on TV, shower your home with thousands of laser lights in seconds with the Star Shower Laser Light, just $39.99 at any one of your 9 locally owned Handyman Ace locations. Find the store near you at HandymanAceHardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290, News 95.7 WHIO.
We have an accident on southbound 75 near Dixie Drive in Moraine. The left lane is blocked. We're seeing a delay time of at least 5 minutes on southbound 75. Traffic backed up past Dryden Road. I'm John Tisdale, WHIO Team Traffic.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everyone, to this live version of Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. Along with us today is everybody that's watching us live on our live Facebook feed at Murphy's Auto Care. If you haven't done that, please do so. Join in the fun. You can see us for whatever that's worth. You can see me. I truly have a face for radio.
And I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah, she's the beautiful part of all of this show.
I'm the camera woman today.
She is.
I was Catwoman last weekend.
It was Halloween, right? Well, she's truly my handler, more or less, and big helper. I wouldn't make it through any day without her. So, Jan, thanks so much. But hey, you know, we've had a great time talking to folks here on our Facebook live feed while we were in the break, and we do have a call here we want to get to, but we want to thank folks so much. So I'm going to go real quickly. We're very, very short on time today. But hey, Jeff, can you tell us real quickly what's going on, and we'll see if we can help you quickly.
Yeah, I just had a 2006 Trailblazer. I wanted to find out if you know of any power steering issues that are common to the pump or the lines on that particular model.
Yes, we do. Both. We have seen a fair amount of failure there, you know, with power steering systems on those vehicles.
On a 2006 Trailblazer?
Yeah. What symptom are you experiencing?
Well, the reservoir has gone empty a couple times, and I got, looks like, a wetness on the driver's side underneath the carriage.
Right.
And I don't know whether that's where the where all the power steering lines come together, or whether or not it's the pump, or whether it's possibly a line, but it's obviously leaking enough to
get things damp. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, line failures, especially when there is fluid leaking out, even if it's maybe engine oil leaking on a power steering line, that deteriorates the rubber hose, and then they start to seep over time and leak. That may have a power steering cooler on it as well, just depending on the vehicle. So those leak, but I got to recommend to you that you absolutely get it into somebody and get it checked. You know, no power steering is no fun. So, hey, great question, Jeff. Thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a good question about his 2006 Trailblazer. He was having some power steering issues, and you said they're kind of known for that. So
absolutely,
good advice. He needs to get it in.
Well, we've got a 10-year-old vehicle, so that's very, very common. You know, rubber hoses, again, we always talk about it. It doesn't matter what system it's in, especially if that fluid has never been changed or flushed before. That's why we really, really promote flushing the power steering fluid with BG products.
And how often should we flush?
Every 30,000. Miles or 2 years on a system that actually is a hydraulic system. We're starting to see a fair amount of electric steering vehicles that don't actually have power steering hydraulic
systems. And we've got
systems,
some great flush programs going on this month, don't we, for November?
We absolutely do. But hey, I'll tell you what, we want to real quickly thank our producer today. Brendan, thanks for helping us out. We also want to thank our sponsors. Jan, you want to run down that list
real quick?
I do
want to thank the sponsors. That's KOI Auto Parts, several locations here in town. Also, BG Automotive Products, we do them, and we will be using them a lot this month.
Absolutely.
These flushes, we've got a lot of specials going on, so be sure and check us out at murphysautocare.com or give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care 426 Auto. And then I do also want to thank the California Custom Sound. So we appreciate you listening today. We will be back next Saturday at noon. Join us. We're going to try to do another live Facebook feed. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Tune it out. Have a great weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.